John Miller is a broadcaster for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants. He says a strike or a lockout can be averted.
When you look back in past negotiations, the owners have always started the negotiation from a preposterous negotiating position. It was always doomed to failure. It was always a given that the players would set a strike date and that they would go on strike. Very contentious. This time, I think the owners have come from a much more moderate position, something that can be negotiated. Numbers can be worked. It's a great situation for the players now. Obviously, they don't want to change it. However, I think the players would still do well under the format proposed by the owners. So I'm hopeful that this thing is doable this time.
There's already a cloud over the season. People are suspicious of all these home run hitters because baseball doesn't test for steroid use.
I have sort of two responses to that. Number one, it's a real problem. And baseball, and particularly the Players Association, need to admit that, and they need to set up some sort of testing program. The second part, though, is completely on the other side, which is I think it's a disgrace, you know, for newspapers and different media outlets to be going with rumor and innuendo when they don't have any kind of proof whatsoever.
On the field, the Western division of each league has an interesting race.
Absolutely. I mean, those are the two strong divisions. The National League won a few more of the interleague games than did the American League. However, the Oakland Athletics ran roughshod over the National League Central Division. They went undefeated against them and went 16-2 all told. The Giants of the National League West were the only team to beat the Athletics in those interleague games.
Does the commissioner still want to get rid of two teams?
I think he does want to get rid of two teams. And as a baseball fan, I'm for losing a couple of teams. Let's lose four teams. Two isn't enough. I think to put that talent back into a smaller framework of teams is something that all baseball fans would favor. I mean, we had a lot of expansion and a lot of dilution of talent. And I think, some of the home run records and some of the things we've been seeing has had to do with that. I mean, we've gone to smaller ballparks by and large, but also we've brought in a lot of pitchers who maybe don't belong in the big leagues right now.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.